The New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Chargers hold their first joint practice under perfect conditions in Costa Mesa. We'll have a recap for you coming up. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap, presented by Acme Oyster House, starts now. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and today was the first of three joint practices going on between the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Chargers. First of all, John, sunny skies, perfect weather, a nice break for the New Orleans Saints.
When you're talking about a 100-plus degree heat index back home and coming here and it maybe is 80 degrees or so and no humidity, and a huge, huge turn of events in terms of weather for the Saints.
Yeah, no doubt. The Saints and the Chargers practiced for about 2.5 hours, and John, the question may be more of what didn't these two teams work on today as opposed to what did they work on?
Well, that's the beauty of joint practice. There are two full football fields here. You could basically break it up into quarters so you could have units working on each end of the field. Got in a ton of work, a ton of looks, and a lot of guys got reps today. Got a lot of guys who might not otherwise have gotten reps, especially if you get only confined to one field. But to have two fields and to be able to get everybody out and get everybody quality work, a good look for both teams.
It's interesting, John, isn't it? Two football fields, but that's 180 football players out there, and all those packed-in periods seem to run smoothly. No altercations, no hiccups on the timing of the progression of practice. I think both coaches would have to be satisfied with that.
Yeah, no fights, and that's what coaches really want to see as much as anything, no fights, because they feel like that's really just detrimental to practice. It's expended energy that's unnecessary when you're fighting. Now, of course, there were a couple of pockets of feistiness, but nobody ever got to the point where they were shoving, you know, tossing guys around, throwing actual punches or anything like that. So good work for both teams.
All right, John, what looked good and what maybe didn't look so good for the Saints this afternoon?
Well, I mean, it was very, very sketchy on offense at times. I mean, I'm certain that in one-on-ones, obviously, you get in those periods, and the Saints did pretty well in that, especially guys like Michael Thomas, guys like Corey Fuller, Willie Snead, the fourth. Those guys had pretty good individual periods, and we saw some nice pass rush moves from Cam Jordan. We expect to see that out of him. But in the team periods, I mean, San Diego sort of had its way with the Saints on a couple of occasions, and I think those are some of the occasions that the Saints weren't all that pleased with.
Head coach Sean Payton and his players had some pretty honest analysis for today's workout after it was over.
I thought it was okay. I mean, there were some periods I thought were maybe better than others. And then there's going to be some we put the film on that we've got a lot of things that, you know, we'll look at to make corrections. So just, it was okay. I mean, just off the field, the first two-minute drill, you know, we had five penalties on defense, and that's, you know, when a team's in a two-minute drive and you got one timeout, you essentially, now they have six timeouts because the clock's going to stop every time there's a penalty. And the drill started with 12 guys on the field, so we got to get that cleaned up.
I didn't think we were real sharp today. We'll go and look at the tape, and as there always is, there's always things that you want to correct and work on. Can't say much until we go look at that, but just the way that it felt didn't really feel like we had a whole lot of tempo or rhythm. Just didn't feel like it was real sharp.
I think, you know, there were some phases where we did all right, but I think as a team, I think there's a lot of things we can work on from today. I feel like, when we go look at the film, there's going to be some good things, but we're also going to have a lot of things that we're going to have to work on, a lot of things we're going to have to clean up. So that's what's good about these joint practices, being able to come out here against another team and, you know, measure how you guys are doing, measure where you guys are at as a team. So we're going to use this practice to get better.
So obviously some ups and downs today for the Saints in their joint practice with the Chargers. One thing's clear, though, that both teams find a lot of value in these workouts, and it's not even a preseason game. So for Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, there may be more value in these joint workouts this week than they might even find in the four-game preseason schedule.
Yeah, I'd say they're more beneficial than the preseason games because you get a lot of reps. You know, I mean, who knows how many reps we will get in this game, but we're going to get a heck of a lot more reps doing this than we will during the game. And again, there's no guarantee that you're going to get certain situations in the game, like 2 minutes. You know, we're probably not going to get a two-minute drive as the first group in this game. But we got two-minute drives today, you know. And you get a bunch of third-down reps, you get a bunch of red-zone reps. So it's all good stuff.
There are two position groups for the New Orleans Saints that will definitely benefit from this week. Obviously, the Saints' defensive secondary has their hands full with Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers. Another group that also has a challenge this week, the Saints' offensive line. Head coach Sean Payton discussed the challenge for the Saints offensive line against a talented Chargers defensive front.
Listen, it's a good test for, you know, for your whole offensive line, because you get a whole new group of players, you know. Streif's out there battling, you know, Bosa and a bunch of these guys obviously do a good job of rushing the passer. So that's one of the benefits when you get a chance to go against another team. You see a whole different player across from you that's being coached hard and going hard himself. The turnover on offense in the last two-minute drill, we had a couple protection errors. And I'm sure as we watch the tape, we'll see more, and there'll be a few things. You know, the break-off periods that we started practice with, we'll look at as a staff as well. And it's hard when there's so many different periods going on to keep track of how you're doing in each one, but we'll see.
Well, the Saints and Chargers back on these practice fields in Costa Mesa tomorrow. Looks like shells and shorts for both teams, maybe a little bit of a shorter workout. Before we get out of here, JD, let's go ahead and open up your training camp notebook for this workout today.
Well, we had a couple of guys missing on the practice field for the Saints that were notable. Wide receiver Ted Ginn, tight end Kobe Fleener, tight end Josh Hill, and linebacker Stephon Anthony. None of those guys on the practice field for the Saints today. We'll check and see if they're going to be out tomorrow, but certainly the Saints probably could have used Ted Ginn in some situations today on offense.
Any update on Max Unger?
Well, he was able to work out a little bit individually with the players. He actually snapped to the quarterbacks, and we saw him off on the side working. He is a lot closer to play, and he had on full pads out there today, so that's a great sign for the Saints. They projected him to be ready for the third preseason game. Really, it looks like he could probably go Sunday if he truly was needed to do so, but there's no need to rush him. He knows this offense. Get him back for the third or fourth preseason game, and he should be good to go for the regular season.
All right, same two teams tomorrow right here on this very field, 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central. And again, coverage tomorrow night on CST for the Saints training camp report, and ongoing coverage throughout this week in Southern California on NewOrleansSaints.com. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll see you next time from Los Angeles.